that and then this within like
a month?
It's
totally possible because 80% of people have very mild symptoms.
Really?
Yes.
It was very respiratory based. Like it was very like...
Were you coughing up things?
Not really, but so... Well, let me ask you, like, what your cough was like. Because initially...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Initially, it was super dry.
Yes.
Super dry, yes. And then got, like, more mucus.
More productive, as they call it.
Exactly.
Yes, that's what mine was
really?
Like.
Really? Interesting.
So I had, like...
Dude, what if I just...
Yeah, you know, like, maybe. Dude, that's
I
mean, the
you're,
thing.
You're, I think you're most likely, I think. It's honestly so possible that it's, so
I think it is. I think it is.
And that's why... the
Were
only,
you in Washington before that?
No.
No, okay.
Not really. Like, not Still. Since... Not since... I mean, that was there, like... You know, over winter break, but.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, probably too far.
Are you sick too?
No, dude. Actually, like we were just hanging out, like that whole time I was sick, and she didn't get sick. It was amazing. Like I don't know how.
Yeah, some.
We weren't
I
like
think...
kissing, but like she didn't get sick. Like it was crazy.
Some people. Some people say she must be really good at washing her hands.
Did you do Eskimo kisses or like butterfly kisses or anything like that?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Well.
Like with the eyelashes. Just like,
touch feet.
Yeah, was there foot stuff going on?
Here, I'll actually tell you everything.
No, seriously about feet. There's a rumor going around Tufts, so I won't elaborate, but.
Okay. There's a rumor about Gus's feet?
No, about Josh.
Uh oh.
Josh is a foot rumor?
No. I've said too much.
Okay.
Will you guys ever get to the point? You ever see Seinfeld, the Bubble Boy episode? Will we ever get to that point? Will we all be bubble people?
Yes.
Well,
call in 855-916-9636 if you think you want to be the next bubble person of America.
Bubble boy.
Bubble boys.
Well. I forgot to tell you guys also that Lily isn't coming.
Yeah.
All
right, I asked her. She has a discrete mathematics exam.
And
I would just like to say discrete mathematics was a great course, but honestly, curse it to heck.
Can we talk about gaming now? There's been too much highbrow discussion, and my brows are starting to droop again. I'm feeling silly tonight because there's a lot going on, and this is how I cope. So, Josh wanted to talk about gaming, and I want to talk about gaming.
Right, Where's Steve, games? Do you have any gaming thoughts?
Gaming.
Games. Not that I know of, except that a month and a half ago, as a joke, I played Pandemic 2.0 and called it coronavirus. And I played the first time, never learned how to do it before, and 6.5 billion people died.
Nice.
And that was discouraging.
Awesome,
good
man.
For you.
And ironically, it was Australia and Madagascar. But Australia that survived, and Australia was one of the first countries to declare a national emergency before they even had a confirmed case.
Because they're smart.
Because they're smart.
Also because they're going through probably other things.
Down under.
Yeah, they're also going through some stuff right now.
They got a lot going on.
That is true.
A lot of fire and fury.
Yeah.
And fury.
So... I'll let you guys enjoy gaming. I have to work on an assignment to finish, but I appreciate you having me on the call.
Isn't your school canceled? What are you doing?
There's
no work.
School is canceled after break, but it is still ongoing this week.
Yeah.
And like,
I just had to do the dumbest lab ever for like 3 hours.
What if your teacher's
and
listening?
I was so unhappy the entire time.
What if your teacher's listening to the radio?
I highly doubt she's listening to the radio today, considering. A lot of reasons.
Even then, free
what
speech.
What if people are like really listening to us right now because they're like,
people are
Tufts is going
to
crazy. Like, maybe I should tune into the Tufts radio.
This is, after all, a radio station. So people are.
But it's also
to
a freeform radio station.
Today specifically.
Today specifically might be.
I think the FDA is listening because Lindsay is now patient zero.
yeah,
really.
I do feel, and she's like at I've been keeping a secret and I want to tell someone, but I don't know who to tell.
Well, you just told the whole
radio.
Medford Somerville.
I mean, if anyone's got some antibody blood testing to see retrospectively if I had it, go for it. I don't care. I might be sitting on a perfectly good vaccine here, and I feel like no one knows. It's very stressful. It's very stressful to keep this secret.
What
you heard it first. WFMO. The
MFO,
solution of a vaccine.
Oh,
all
we have a caller.
With one person. And that person was Lindsay Aldridge.
Yeah. Imagine if Lindsay
this is
Aldridge
be Luke's
is the
professor
face of curing the coronavirus.
We have a caller, another caller.
Hello, this is Benny, WMFO.
And with that, are you going to sign off Stephen Russ Myers?
I'm going to sign off. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Love
Hopefully
you, buddy.
Next time we talk about how great the recovery has gone and
yep.
not how much worse it's gotten.
I'll see you in Y-Town, okay?
You're not on.
Yes, sir.
All right, later, buddy.
Goodbye.
Bye, Steven.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, hold on, Sam. I'll announce you when you're coming in, all right?
Lenny?
Just
this is the parade of callers.
Yeah, I like it. It's fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about that.
All right, so we got another caller.
Who?
Coming right in.
Who?
Sam Lanny, everybody. Wait, Sam, I haven't introduced you yet. I haven't turned you on yet.
Can we get a guitar intro
ready?
Going,
here we go.
Guys.
3, 2, 1. Sam Lanny, everybody.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Sam.
What's
Who's
up?
There right now? Just hanging out in the studio.
Lukey B's here.
We got Scotty.
Yes.
Not Smokes. Smoking's bad. And George. Got a Gus. Got a Benny. And a Lindsay.
Yo, is stuff going crazy right now? Like, are we missing out by not being on campus?
Dude, there's no class. Did you hear about
what's
happening?
Oh, you mean,
happening?
Like, are people, like, going around the academic quad and stuff?
Think so.
They are. Yeah. Luke and I just walked
it's
through.
Really?
What are they doing?
They're just screaming.
People are running around screaming.
Oh, that's
and
the primal
cursing.
Scream.
That's
no,
awesome.
No. It's not primal scream. Oh. It's just like hordes of people.
They're just
people.
Screaming. They're
probably freshmen.
I saw like 20 frat boys just running around.
Oh, frat
like screaming.
Boys.
Yeah. There are people on a roof somewhere. Nice.
They're all just
yelling.
Going crazy.
People are going wild.
People are crying. Luke and I saw.
Oh yeah, we
crying.
Saw a bunch of people crying. That made me sad.
Should we bring a bottle of beverages and just pass out on the quad right now?
You should bring it to...
We're not going to discuss that, but...
Our location where we live.
Yeah, come on.
Not record.
But, so, what's happening, right? Like, give us the update.
Luke, you've seen the most. Right?
What's happening on Tufts campus right now?
Policy or...
Like, Tufts memes for Quirky Queens is going off.
Yeah.
George is on the inside.
Yeah, I'm an insider.
George dropped that F.
On that. Yeah.
All right, George, go see what's going on. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, honestly. I haven't checked in a while. I've been not on my phone. I've been
the office. The office meme was fantastic. The office video.
Check with your eye. Yeah.
Check. I'll look right now if you want. I could give you a live feed. Let's see. I don't know. There was internal rumors.
You are our eyes.
Yes.
You are our ears.
There have been rumors that the meme page might be deleted, but
what?
I can't.
What?
I don't know. Just saying.
What are these rumors?
At the end of the
story
right now?
From?
Who knows? I can't say, but there's just a rumor that it might disappear randomly.
All right. I have text
communication. 451.
Yes. There's some crab meme saying this is Tufts class 2020.
Sure.
You won't see them again. This is the second last time. Say goodbye to Tufts seniors. That's not a good meme. Pretty bad.
Yeah. Are there any crab people sightings?
Huh?
Are there any crab people sightings?
Crab people?
Crab people.
I think it could happen, but I haven't seen any yet.
Okay.
They look like crabs and they talk like people, right?
They're coming. Crab people.
I don't know.
Is it worth coming through?
What?
Is it worth coming through?
There's crosstalk right now. Please talk one at a time.
Can we pour one out for everyone that has an exam tomorrow?
Whoa. There's a picture. No.
Yo, guys, you got to get your background noise in check.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We're going to take you off. We're going to cut you off here.
Also, wait, is Steven gone?
All right.
Yeah.
There's a really good meme. There's actually a picture of Hillside's liquor completely empty. I can't verify if it's true or not, but if so, that's crazy. Someone should go check
it out. You're not mentioned liquor? That's not appropriate.
Huh?
Yeah, you did.
Guys, let's keep it FCC approved.
You can't even say the word.
No.
Like,
have a great night.
Oh, leaving?
Sam.
Bye, Sam.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, Sam.
Whoa. Tony's ripped.
Whoa.
What?
Yeah. When is our next show? Are we still playing?
Dude, this might be the last show.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, you meant radio show, right?
No.
Oh,
I meant LaFox.
Oh, yeah. Then no, that's not happening.
Listen to fucking Spotify, though.
The Granoff All-Nighter? No.
No.
Oh, well, that's not.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
If events on campus are canceled, then that's probably going to be canceled.
I don't know. Summer shows?
Yeah. We will see. Around
this summer. Ooh, there's anyway. A good meme. There's a, if you remember the Vine, So No Head, there's one, So No Jumbo Smash, and that's a fun one. If any seniors know what that is.
We were just talking about, though, like, we don't know anyone who Jumbo Smash
really
helped out in their pursuits and endeavors. So
no one actually like succeeded.
What was that?
You're saying no one like actually had an interaction face to face from Jumbo Smash in your year? Is that what you're saying?
Like it was.
Is that what you're
there
saying?
Are better mediums, is what we're saying.
Huh?
There are better mediums.
Yeah, of course, but it's a novelty one, and someone I know from a year above me had a nice interaction in that, I think, for a dear friend of mine who will not be mentioned.
Anyway, we gotta get going. We gotta get back on our nightly plans.
I've heard Tinder's popping off right
all
now.
All right,
though.
Bye, Sam. Yeah.
If you're not bye. Single, check out Tinder.
Okay, see you later.
If
bye.
If you're not single,
no, in that case, you hit up AshleyMadison.com.
For those who don't know, that's a dating website for married people.
That's how Luke and I met.
No way.
Put some skin up there. Put bows, actually. Bows. Wash your hands.
Give me some skin.
Let's play that Vietnamese coronavirus song. You guys heard that?
No.
Really?
It's a pretty good time. It was on the new John Oliver. If you guys got some music going on, it's very enjoyable. It's sort of a banger.
Scott, you're on Ox, I think.
Coronavirus Thailand song.
I am not, though I can be.
Yeah, we should play a little music for a little bit because I'm tired of talking.
Yeah.
Coronavirus Thailand song, YouTube.com.
Coronavirus, where was it? Vietnam, Thailand.
You're getting egg up.
Yeah, Vietnam, Thailand.
Keep switching
into. And it's a song.
It's like an animated song.
It's like a music video looking thing.
Oh, of course. By Min Official.
Yeah.
11 million views.
All right, let's.
And then you do the TikTok dance.
The problem
that
is,
matches
this
it.
Is in Thai.
That's
fine.
That's okay.
But there's captions.
Oh, well, Scott's going to read them out. Well, yeah. Okay, here we go.
There are Vietnamese captions.
Its name is Corona. Where is it from? It is from Wuhan. Amidst the peace, it suddenly appeared.
You must keep your guard up.
We definitely gotta stay alert. To stop it from spreading.
Yes.
Oh. We definitely gotta be responsible to stop it from exploding. Wash your hands. Rub, nose. Do not touch your eyes and have the limited visits to crowded places. Push back the virus, Corona. Constantly improve your health. And clean your personal space. Let's improve our social awareness. Push back the Corona, the virus, Corona. And then like some Diplo-esque stuff. They should get Jay Beebs on the remix.
They should.
It was so good.
We wouldn't be having this problem.
I mean, this is like a Diplo song, but I like it. I like Diplo. Corona. Even if it's small, it is very cool. Many have died because of it.
RIP.
Even if it's tough, but our people are trying hard to stop it from growing. Oh. We definitely gotta stay alert to stop it from spreading.
Nice bridge.
Oh. We definitely gotta be responsible from stopping from exploding.
So
wash our hands. Rub evenly. Do not touch eyes, nose, mouth. And limit visits to crowded places. Push back the virus, Corona. Constantly improve your health and clean your personal space. Let's improve our social awareness. Push back the virus, Corona.
I think that Scott should clearly be the official translator for all music videos from Thailand.
Imagine me being a translator.
He's doing dancing too. Really good dance coming.
Oh.
Dude, we gotta make the Corona dance. That's what the world's missing
now.
No, come on.
That's
TikTok is
there. It's a TikTok.
Each and every doctors and nurses are a blue or a white collar worker, but people everywhere are ready. Vietnam dares to win, dares to beat the pandemic. If we are ready today, we shall be ready tomorrow. Even if it's tough, but we shall not be deterred. Vietnam dares to win, dares to beat the pandemic.
Oh, Thailand was just doing the best. in their...
That was amazing. You have to always sprinkle just a smidge of nationalism at the end.
That was unbelievable. That was pretty hilarious, really, like, impressed. Without any of the song playing into my ears because I don't have the headphones. Just Scott being like, limit, going to crowded places.
And
that-
it's so funny because the way Scott, like, it actually sounds really good in Vietnamese or whatever, and it's just so funny that that translates so, like, prosaically into what Scott was saying.
Was that a state created
thing? It was created by the Ministry of Health.
Gotcha.
I think it's Thailand. Isn't it not Thailand? They have, like, the best...
Vietnam in the video.
It's Vietnam.
Yeah.
Vietnam.
Oh. Interesting.
Well, and they're doing, like, some of the best stuff in fighting off coronavirus because they did this, like, day one. Oh, and everyone's just been staying really clean.
Everyone's just been, like, jamming out to that song as they're wiping down all their surfaces and wearing
keeping
masks.
Keeping their immune healthy, their immune
keeping
system.
Keeping their immune healthy and their community clean. Go Vietnam.
All right, I'm tired of talking. Let's play music for a little bit, and then we can assess the next step.
Do you want to go to the cleaning store and then call in?
I would like to pass the auxiliary off.
We should probably go soon too, just because I have a huge day tomorrow.
I was also gonna go. To
I've gotta wake up early for class, my all last one ever, and then have a job interview and then drive.
Wow.
Multiple hours.
It's technically your show right now. Though.
I know it is technically my show, but we did call for a sub person, but I don't think anyone came.
I could play some random music, I guess.
Can you play some Talking Heads? Actually, can you play Road to Nowhere?
Okay.
I feel like it might make me cry because it's really just a, I don't know. I don't know why, but it might.
Cry. Crying is good when there is a virus. Your tears will cause it to explode.
All right, bye guys.
All right. Here's Talking Heads.
But we don't know where we've been, and we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen, and we're not little children, and we know what we want.
about doing what's right. Cause in my mind I'm out of sight. But a man like me can't see you, can't hold you for the night. Cause I haven't been keeping my body tight. Still I wager I'll come out swinging. Yeah, I wager I won't think twice. I'll roll the dice on it.
like this forever. And 22 is not forever. Hey, you won't be here on December, November. Everything is a little more in summertime. Truth is this, that
exists.
I'll keep your best interest.
I was out here playing games. You was out here with a lame.
I can play the side, make a road easy, but not for too long.
I'm the side nigga. I gotta sneak around and hide with you. I wanna see you give me 5 minutes. Paparazzi probably got like 5 pictures. Like yeehaw, I took my shot, this is beatball. Nigga, the team you play for is seesaw, so I know that it's fake when I see y'all. Don't wanna fuck what you got up, I will never blow your spot up. I know my place, I'm the landlord. I carry the weight to my hand, so yeah. We can't keep doing this.
I'll keep it the best and
no
niggard.
Big whips, big guns, whoa. No cash, no funds. Hurry up, it's done.
It's done.
You are on my side.
My side.
We don't claim you bums. This shit for the scum.
Take this, take this, take this.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, people.
We are probably gonna leave. Oh, after this song, though. I gotta... This might make me cry, but I need to listen to it.
It's a good song. Anyway. Yeah, crazy times.
People are feeling stuff.
That's for sure.
Just wash them hands.
Yeah. We're fading.
All right.
Take care, everybody. WMFO, Freeform Radio.
Freeform Jazz.
I hope this is not our last show.
It very well might be.
It probably is mine, George, because I don't even have a show and I'm just a guest. So, peace, world.
Good.
Goodbye, world.
All right, with that,
this is my final transmission.
Until next time, from me and Scott, then, hopefully.
Yes, until next time. We'll be back one way or another.
Change the world.
We'll figure it out.
My final message.
Goodbye. They're trying to say, if the universe is trying to say this is my last time, well, it ain't. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. See you guys later. Peace. Love.
Let go. And prosperity.
Prosperity. We have a final caller here.
Last one.
Last caller.
One.
Caller.
Wow, I'm going to really ruin it right at the very end.
What's up, buddy?
How are you guys feeling?
Melancholy.
Anybody hear me?
Yep, yep, we can all hear you. Yeah.
All right, how are you guys feeling? Tell me.
Melancholy. How are
you feeling? Oh, melancholy. Yes. Oh, I can hear you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's uncertain. I feel uncertain.
It's been a roller coaster today. Big one. How are you?
Has it been, was it an exciting roller coaster though? Was it fun a little bit?
It's been a mix. Like, personally, I can say, like, I've kind of been expecting this for a couple days, so it's been quite a build up. Yeah.
So you've been preparing. You've been
anxiously waiting, mentally preparing with anxiety, not any physical things besides talking to my parents about what might be happening. Yeah, I mean, just like talking about, like, all right, my flight's probably going to get canceled, and I'm probably going to drive south and hang there for the duration, most likely, just to see what's going to happen, to be safe, to see my family, see some friends I haven't seen in a while, be warm, be where I want to be. So, yeah. And now I'm faced with, like,
my personal thing is I feel like all of the feelings that I should be feeling, like, at graduation in 2 months, I'm like feeling right now.
Yeah, it's been really weird. I've had, like, a lot of clarity the last month or two, and today just felt weird because it felt like closure almost, and that was a powerful and very weird feeling to be feeling in March on a nice sunny day.
Yeah. Who else is in the studio right now? It's George, Benny, who else?
And Scott. Scott's over here.
Scott's over here. Scott, how are you feeling?
Yeah.
Uncertain. I don't know, man. It's weird. I think the feeling of that, like, graduation has come early almost is, like, sort of weird. Like, tomorrow is going to be my last time going into a class for an exam, which is, like, a weird feeling.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wonder how, I mean, that's probably just because, like, we're seniors. Like, I wonder how, like, other classes are taking it.
Well, I know my sister is not feeling good. She's a freshman. And I feel like she just...
Oh, she's not feeling good.
No. She... In a way, they have it worse because they are being forced to go home.
Oh, right, because they're in the residence halls.
Because they're in the dorms, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just going to be...
That's a whole nother... Yeah, that's a whole separate thing.
So
like,
they're basically... I mean, their semester's, like, over.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to see their friends. You know, most of them, probably 90% of them... Close to 100% of them are just going to be in their respective homes, except for some international students who are forced to stay here.
Yeah,
but
that's hard.
Yeah, that's hard for them too, especially freshmen. I think freshmen have it maybe not as bad as the seniors, but it's a close second.
I would have loved to leave campus at this time freshman year because I had a horrible freshman year, and I still hold the theory that it's probably the worst time of your life. One of them, along with high school and middle school, freshman year of college.
Yeah,
it's not always as good as people prescribe it.
I feel like I'd be like a little bit pumped if I was a freshman. You know?
I'd be glad to be getting the heck out of here and having a nice reset, but that's just me. It's definitely still tough.
Not to get too political on the air, but like, you know, obviously there's the whole thing of like, you know, kids who don't have homes to go home to, or like, you know, like have a bad relationship with their parents and, you know, don't have friends back home they can move in with and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's pretty horrible.
Yeah, I feel bad for those people. I really do. I'm grateful that I have places to be.
Students are really, if anybody's listening, actually learning anything from this, you know, gossip and trickery, there are like forms online of like kids are banding together to like make the compile like a massive spreadsheet of everybody who's like has like open doors and stuff like that. So just look on like the Tufts class pages, the meme page and stuff like that, and you'll find what I'm talking about.
Yeah, good shout out. Okay. Good shout out.
Well, that's Martina Tan killing it.
Yeah. How are you doing, Sasha? We have about a minute here.
I feel pretty horrible. I'm feeling really sad. I'm feeling sad for all the reasons I just mentioned, the graduation stuff. But but then also on top of that, like I started out this day feeling just so proud of Apple Jam.
Oh, yeah.
The Tufts Daily wrote an article about us.
Yeah, I saw that article. That was really nice.
It was like so well written and so sweet, and like it was like the first time that I could really reflected on like what I've done over the course of the past, like, you know, year.